Oh, good morning. Today it's approximately 8 o'clock in the morning here on August 8th. And I don't know in Romania, but here in Taiwan, it's 8 is pronounced ba, and August 8th is ba-ba, which sounds like father. So that means August 8th is Father's Day in Chinese-speaking areas. So I thought I'd mention that as a good way to start off the day for you. Okay, you've asked for some information on these maps to be used at the end and how all this should fit together. Looking back here at what we have, it seems to me at the end here on the screen, we're going to have these words come out: military governor of Taiwan Territory, U.S. Secretary of Defense. Okay, so if you put a map of Taiwan there, say at the end, and you know, if you have a flag of the ROC flying over there, as most of the average persons in the streets would think that that's the proper situation because they've been brainwashed from the time they're young. So then, you know, they're totally mystified as where does the role of a U.S. military governor in Taiwan, you know, come from. So I have this one map here that's fairly detailed, and I have the blue outline there. Okay, so that's for reference. And then the other two maps, I think there's some notations on there or something of what needs to be said. But those simple outline maps that I found, it's not 100% detailed. Which is mean, what I'm saying is, ideally there'd be an outline map that'd be more detailed in terms of the coastal outline, you know, and more detailed than this. Okay, so the point is, first you have this outline map, and you show this, and the Republic of China, they usually associate themselves with the color blue. So first, for example, you sort of have a medium blue covering the island, and you have the ROC flag. Okay? And then what you do see is you move this blue color all the way up into that right-hand corner, into that area. And then, you know, originally had the ROC flag flying. The ROC flag flying is also just flying over that corner. And then the rest of this, for example, I haven't thought about, you know, what color it would be. I mean, maybe it's still just white or something. I don't know. And then you have the U.S. flag going up, and then you have that Taiwan flag that I designed there going up, which is two flags overlaid on top of each other. And then in this one Taiwan outline map labels.gif, you could actually add this kind of a lettering on there too. What is said? For the part that has the U.S. flag and the Taiwan flag flying, then there would be the new Taiwan Constitution. You know, they would have it there. And then that's and then over here in the upper right-hand corner in that blue area, they would continue to use the ROC Constitution. They would have the ROC flag. And that's the ROC government in exile. Okay? So, again, it's an idea similar to, you know, Tibet, where you have this... Tibet has a government in exile in India, you know, but they don't run the province where they're exiled, you know. So we use this kind of idea. So the military governor over Taiwan territory would be over this area. And then the ROC, you could give them that small area up in the upper right-hand corner, and then they could run their business there. They're the government in the exile, and then they can also, you know, repatriate to China, you know, over time. So, I mean, that's the idea, you know. You have the Taiwan territory with the new Taiwan constitution. You have the ROC in exile. You're giving them that upper right-hand corner. You're giving them that territory to live, you know, if they're really the die-hard ROC supporters. Now, as regards to, you know, the color of this Taiwan territory with the new Taiwan constitution, with the U.S. flag flying and the Taiwan territorial flag flying. I mean, this is exactly the situation, you know, you have in the United States, for example. Well, what we're talking about after the Mexican-American War, I mean, right? California became a territory, so you have a flag for California territory, and then you have a flag for the U.S., so you had two flags flying over there. You had the U.S. flag flying, you had the California territory flag flying. So that's the same thing. But if you make this part of the, under U.S. administrative authority, if you make this part of the map red, white, and blue, that'll be very complicated, overly complicated, I'd say, since you're going to be having two flags flying. So maybe you can just do some kind of matte, some kind of matte background or something. Just maybe just sort of an off, a very, very, you know, light or just some. I think they call that a matte background. Maybe it looks a little bit like cardboard or something. I don't know. It just looks a little bit different, and it's not even, you know, sure what color it is. But just sort of a off-white or something. That would be okay, I think. So this is basically what I'm trying to say. So we're giving the viewers the correct impression that the ROC, you know, they can be here, but they should be, you know, this should have been done many years ago. They should be up there in a piece of land running their own affairs, and then Taiwanese people should be running their own affairs. So this is what we're trying to say. So I hope maybe this explanation is a little more clear, because I know you're good on those effects. So those effects, so you could, as I said, originally the whole island is kind of a blue with the ROC flag flying, and then that's all just, that blue is just all pulled up into that right-hand corner. You know, the remaining portion of the island being left, as we said, that matte background or something like that. And the ROC flag is left up in that corner, and then you have the ROC government in exile up there. And then the rest of it's Taiwan territory, new Taiwan constitution. And the military governor for Taiwan territory is U.S. Secretary of Defense, because, I mean, they haven't appointed anyone else as so far. So this is my idea. So I think that would be very interesting for the viewers to see that, and they'd be better able to understand exactly what's supposed to happen, you know, to the ROC over here. Okay, so I'm going to sign off now. Bye-bye.